to another edition of the podcast. I'm your host, Michael Pagani, joined alongside Kamloops Blazers defenseman, Ryland Pierce. Ryland, thank you again for taking time out of your day to come on my podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What have you been doing recently? Let's just catch up here. Like, what parts of your game are you working on this offseason?
Right now I'm going to the gym 5 to 6 times a week, skating 5 to 6 times a week, sometimes twice every day. Just been working on basically getting faster and stronger, because as a younger player, you know, you got to be stronger and be able to take all the older competition and not be scared. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're very busy on a day-to-day basis. I guess your legs must feel really tired afterwards.
Yeah, sometimes, but there's lots of recovery in the process of getting stronger, and it's not all just weightlifting. It's lots of speed and then a little bit of weightlifting. But yeah, sleeping at night is definitely one of my favorite parts of the day, for sure.
Getting into a bit of who you are, who influenced you to get into hockey?
I'd have to say my dad, for sure. He's been by my side since I was a younger kid, 3 years old. I think it was, we went out to the ODR, and then yeah, just went from there. And then all my coaches, obviously, they've influenced me to keep going. And then all my teammates, too.
Well, it always starts on the ODR, right?
Yeah.
It's always those frigid nights in the winter. It's the best part of the season.
Yeah, it is. With your friends and family, and Christmas time when all the family gets together and just spending time outside. And yeah.
Well, you know, actually adding on to that, Logan Stankoven, who appeared on the podcast here, made the World Juniors there. And, you know, it must be super cool getting to, I guess, see his play style there.
Yeah, that's for sure. Pretty cool, especially when I finished the season with the Kamloops Blazers. But yeah, just seeing that, it just makes you want to work that much harder. And even with the U18 Holinka Gretzky Cup going on right now, seeing all those kids, it's like, damn, I really wish I was one of them. But it just gives you motivation to keep going and want to be one of those players eventually.
Who was your favorite team growing up?
I'd have to say Pittsburgh.
Big Penguins fan.
Yeah, now it's kind of, I kind of shift to Vegas once they became a thing. But yeah, I'd have to say it was between Pittsburgh when I was younger, and now it's Vegas.
Do you think that, I guess, Marc-Andre Fleury played a role in that?
For sure. I started liking the Penguins when the one game where he ran out of the tunnel and fell. And that's, I just kind of stuck with him, but now I'm just stuck with Vegas.
Was there a player who you're trying to, you know, model your game after?
Well, yeah, I'd have to say it's Cale Makar, because just seeing him on the ice and what he did in playoffs is just, it's unbelievable. And seeing how he can do it in such a short period of time, it's just, it makes you want to work that much harder.
And I kind of like to attribute Makar to, like, he's like the Connor McDavid of defense. It's wild the things he does on a game-to-game basis.
Yeah, that's for sure. And lots of skill coaches for a defenseman are just, they like to watch him and see what he does. And it's just kind of cool to see he started in junior A and worked his way up like a normal kid would.
Exactly. He didn't take, you know, some sort of like fantastic route, you know, he had to work and grind like, you know, most of us have to.
Yeah.
Your career started with, you know, in 2018-19, I'm going to start there, with the Martinsville Marauders, U15 AAA team. You played with them for a few seasons. How did they help you out with your development?
My first year in Bantam, we won the provincials, and I played with Riley Height and Braden Yeager. So, I mean, to see them playing in the Holinka Gretzky Cup is just, it's so cool. But, like, throughout that, just winning a championship, that definitely helped me want to just pursue hockey so much more. And even like in last year in Warman, we made it to the final, and like, yeah, we lost, but I was so close to winning another championship, and it would have been so cool.
And it's all just the experience that, you know, you can build off of for future tournaments.
Yeah, that's for sure. The experience of winning is definitely something you don't get very often. So it's pretty amazing
You had a few games with the U18 club as well. To get promoted to be with the older guys, what adjustments did you have to make?
Well, I played my very first U18 game when I was in first year Bantam. And we played, there was a younger team that we played, but I got 2 points that game. And I think the biggest thing I implemented was make fast plays, because they're going to be faster and stronger. And if you can make faster plays, then you won't get hit or you won't be scared out there. You can just play your, be yourself. And then, yeah, just be who you are as a player. There's nothing you can really do to be a better player. It's just, if you're already good enough to play in that level, then you just got to keep going.
And plus you'll stand out more, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. And as I was a younger guy, they put a little bit of a chip on everybody's shoulder. They're like, oh, he's playing, and like, you get a target on your back, so you got to just be yourself, and you can't obviously be scared, because then you won't be, I guess, a better player. But if you keep going, and like, even next year, as a younger guy in the league, I'm just going to have to make faster plays and just have good body position, because you're not going to be able to make the biggest hits. You're not going to be able to knock everybody off the puck, but to have good body position, it's just, it makes you in a better position to be successful.
Well, not only that, but you also have to take risks as a defenseman as well, right?
Yeah, and you got to trust yourself as a player too. You can't second guess or hesitate, because then as you get older and be in higher level leagues, then you're just going to be, I guess, you can't hesitate, because you're going to get burnt as a defenseman.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you never want that to happen, but that's kind of the other end of the stick, you know, with the risk that I'm kind of going off of here.
Yeah, it's obviously something that you don't like, but if you're not making risks, you're not making good plays. So that's kind of what I've went off of as I've gone up the string of hockey.
One of the better things to come from the whole pandemic there was getting drafted by the Kamloops Blazers in the fourth round of the 2020 WHL draft. What does that mean for you?
Obviously, I wanted to go higher, but seeing my name go later gave me more motivation. And to be honest, the next day after that draft, I went to the gym. I started working out, and it just gave me more motivation, because I wanted it that much more.
You wanted to prove yourself, right?
Yeah, obviously, you don't like being an underdog, but at that point, I was considered an underdog, and I wanted to prove myself that I am the one that they want, and to go to the, obviously, now I want to go to the Memorial Cup, so I got to keep proving myself and make the roster and not get traded, basically.
Well, it's nice that, you know, the Blazers are hosting the Memorial Cup in this upcoming year. So if you were to get that chance, like, what would that mean for you?
It'd be so surreal. It's something you grow up wanting to do. It's that and the Stanley Cup. You want to hold the Stanley Cup. You want to hold the Memorial Cup. Every league you're in, you want to hold the biggest trophy possible. And I saw it. I was on the losing end of it this year, so I want to win it so much more. And even when I was with Kamloops there at the end of the season, we lost in the conference final, and it just stung. You could just see everyone was defeated. They put so much time and effort, and every day they were at the rink. And it's just like, and it was like seeing your brothers hurt. It sucked, but it gave everybody more motivation for next year now that we host it.
Yeah, and I was actually talking with Stankov the entire time of the playoffs, and I was basically a Blazers fan, and I really want you guys to win everything, and to see you guys lose against Seattle, it hurt me, and I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah, their story was something special. They were hurt, down people. Their captain got suspended in the final. It's just, it was, they earned it. They showed that they wanted it more. And I mean, it gives us more motivation now to keep going.
What do you remember from draft day?
I woke up, my trainer had given me a shirt, and because I grew up from the saying, whatever it takes, like, you're going to put it all on the line. And she made me a shirt that said whatever it takes on the back. I put that on, and then I saw my name come up, and I was like, well, whatever it takes. Now I got to make the team.
That's awesome. I love that. And I assume, like, does your whole family have shirts of that, or is it just the one shirt that you have?
It's just me, but, like, they'll remind me. They ask how my workout's going and stuff, and then they'll be sure to tell me that it's whatever it takes. You got to make that team, because they know I want to make that team.
What are you hoping to bring to the Blazers in the coming years?
I'm hoping to bring my skill, my pass first mentality, obviously. I like moving the puck. I like jumping up in the play. And even I like to get physical. So being a physical presence is also something I want to bring too.
You know, it's always good laying that huge body check that gets the boys going.
Yeah, that was my goal for every game that I played in AAA this year, was set the tone for the team, because then if you have the tone, you can keep going.
Your first taste of action in the SM AAAHL came with the Warman Wildcats in the 2020-21 season. You know, given COVID at that time, how weird was it, or was it, I guess, normal for you?
It was really weird. Not playing a game for a year or over a year. It was something weird, and obviously we were a new organization in the league and we wanted to prove everything. So not being able to obviously have full team practices at the start and no exhibition games, it was really difficult. But that year we faced some adversity, obviously being new. We lost the first 5 games and we ended on a winning note. So that was something that I really liked. And I even got a goal and an assist. I got my first AAA goal out of the way.
Huge. So
for the next season, it was just, and like even that off season when we got shut down, it was just like, well, now what do I do? I don't want to make AAA again. I want to make the jump. But obviously it didn't work out that way, because we had such a good team in Kamloops. And now it just gave me more motivation throughout the season to prove myself that I wanted to be the one that they wanted.
Did you find that chemistry was hard between players, given that you guys were such a new organization? Didn't you have any exhibition games?
Yeah. The first game, it was really weird. I mean, we had some controlled scrimmages against other teams, but like other AA teams, but it obviously wasn't the same because you don't want to hurt each other. And then it was just like the first game you actually put the jersey on. It was really weird, especially because I had never played in Warman. I was always in Martinsville throughout my whole minor hockey. And it's like a Martinsville-Warman rivalry. And to put a Warman Wildcats jersey on was really weird. But after a while, it was my new home, and I just wanted to win for my teammates and the logo on the front.
This past season, you had 35 points in 37 games. Was that just a result of you getting more comfortable with the systems being in place and the team that you were on?
Well, I missed the first couple games because I was still in Kamloops. Mm-hmm. But that first game back, I scored a goal. And I'll never forget that one, because it was just something that I got cut and I was just like, this stings. And to be able to score my first game back, it just, like, that getting cut set a fire under my butt. And I just wanted to prove everybody wrong. And with my teammates, they were all along on the process. So to have them by my side, it was definitely something special, that's for sure.
It's like you never left. You know, you get cut, but hey, you score that huge goal and it adds so much confidence to you.
Yeah, and all my teammates were really pumped up too, because they wanted me back, but I didn't know if I was going to be back, because I obviously didn't want to be back. But to even know that they wanted me back as bad as they did, it just means something to me.
Do you have a specific game day routine at all?
Yeah. Well, this year because I was still going to school and I had a spare in the afternoon. So I woke up, had some breakfast, went to school, came home, had some lunch. And then I actually went to the gym and did some stretching, and just to get away from obviously being lazy at home, and then I would actually shoot some pucks, and then I would come home, have a hour and a half nap, and then eat a pregame meal, and then obviously go to the rink. But at the rink, it's pretty much the same thing. I sat in the same spot, taped my stick the same way. It was put my right stuff on before my left stuff, and then I would go out and visualize, and just all those processes to go to be a player at the end of the day is something that you need to do, because without being mentally prepared or physically prepared, you're obviously not going to be the best player that you can be.
No, obviously defensemen don't usually shoot in the shootout, but if you were to have a shootout move, what would be your go-to move?
I shot one time in the shootout and I went forehand backhand, but I think I'd go forehand or backhand forehand next time.
At least you're switching it up, right? Because it sounds like the first time it didn't work out that well.
Yeah.
As we're closing off this interview here, do you have any advice for younger hockey players?
To use any adversity as motivation.
Awesome. Well, I'd like to thank again Rylan Pierce for joining me on today's podcast. Thank you again, Rylan.
Yeah, you're welcome.